السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. So yesterday we discussed how Dhul Qarnayn assisted the neighbors of Ya'juj and Ma'juj without any payment, and how he created this this barrier which makes it difficult for them to scale and to climb over and for them to break through or to penetrate. We also spoke about who were the Ya'juj and Ma'juj and the possible meaning of their names, fire, intensity, being fast. Then according to Hafiz ibn Hajar, they are from the descendants of Yafith ibn Nuh, the son of Nuh alayhi salam, so they are humans. And we discussed the hadith of Imran ibn Husayn radiallahu an, when on journey Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam read to them the ayat of Qiyamah, about how terrifying it would be. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam mentioned that Adam alayhi salam will be told by Allah that take those people who are destined to hell to hell, or send forth the group who are destined for hell. And he will ask Allah, who is that group? And Allah will say, from every 1,999. From every 1,999. Sahaba became very depressed because they thought that 99% of the progeny of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam would end up in hell. But then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam explained that this ummah has a speciality. Even though you came last, and even though you're smaller in number, you will prevail. Now, to take up the discussion from there, in other ahadith it is mentioned with more detail that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told the Sahaba that by the one in whose hand is my soul, I hope that you will be one quarter of the people of paradise. And then he said, Allahu Akbar, I hope that you will be one third of the people of paradise. And then he said, Allahu Akbar, I hope that you will be half of the people of paradise. And according to other narrations, this ummah will make up two-thirds of the people of paradise. So to explain that 99% of humans will end up in hell, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that from every one of you, there will be 1,000 from among the Ya'juj and Ma'juj. So for everyone among you, that in terms of the ratio. Therefore, even though 99% will end up in hell, the bulk of those who end up in Jahannam will be from the Ya'juj and Ma'juj. Now, they are, as we can ascertain from their huge in number. And if they were to allow to have come out, as per the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would have caused great mischief throughout the earth and ruined people's lives. And they procreated an alarming rate. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, none of them would die before leaving 1,000 or more of his offspring. Now, in terms of their physical description, there is a hadith where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the people with a band tied around his head because he had been stung by a scorpion. And then he said to the Sahaba, are you saying that there is no enemy? You will continue to fight until Ya'juj and Ma'juj come with broad faces, small eyes and reddish black hair. They will come rushing and spreading out from every hill with their faces looking like hammered shields. And we'd explained previously what's the meaning of hammered shields, because even the followers of Dajjal would have faces like hammered shields, meaning broad and round and fleshy. They would come rushing, meaning they would from every hill, meaning from high place, they will emerge quickly and spread throughout the earth. Now this barrier that was put up by Dhul Qarnayn, how is it that they will break through? Now we learn from a hadith that the Ya'juj and Ma'juj exist, and that they live, they're eating, they're drinking, they're procreating, they're dying, they exist. And according to the narration of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, they are digging every day. But when they nearly breach the wall, then one of them in charge will say, let's start again tomorrow. But he doesn't say, inshallah. And the next day when they come, the wall is totally restored. And they have to start all over. And like this, they will continue and continue. And eventually a time will come when he will say that let's come back the next day. And if Allah wills, we will then finish it up. And when they come the next day, the wall will not be restored and they will break through. Now, their nature is such that when they come past, a river, those in front will drink. Those in the back will have nothing. The entire river will be totally finished. You will be exhausted. The water supply will be exhausted. They will start wreaking havoc on earth to the point that when people will flee from them, because they are unbelievers, they will shoot arrows towards the heavens. And Allah, as a test, will make it come back stained with blood. And they will think now that they are killing the people in the heavens as well. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala makes reference to this in Surah Al-Anbiya as well. حَتَّى إِذَا فُتِحَتْ يَأْجُوجُ وَمَأْجُوجُ وَهُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ حَدَبٍ يَنْسِلُونَ. Until when Ya'juj and Ma'juj are let loose and they swoop down from every mound. مِنْ كُلِّ حَدَبٍ يَنْسِلُونَ, meaning they will descend from every high place. They will emerge quickly. They will spread throughout the earth. We'll leave it there for today, inshallah, and continue tomorrow. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant us the understanding.